Well, Zimbabwe's back in a full-blown economic crisis. In many ways, it's more severe than in 2008, strange as it may seem, because with the US dollar, there's no way we can retreat into things like money burning and so on. And people are having to cope with extremely difficult conditions. We've had 11 banks fail in the last 2 years following the elections in 2013. And generally speaking, I think people are finding it very difficult to make a living. And I think business conditions are very depressed. I hear that VAT collections are still going down another 5% in the first quarter of this year is likely, which means on top of 25% last year. And that indicates a decline in overall consumer spending, which points to a decline in the GDP. So I think conditions are very, very difficult. And I think, too, investment conditions are very bad. There's no improvement in the rule of law. Security of assets is still a huge problem. Indigenization remains a confused and erratic policy. So I think it's going to be a very, very difficult, year for the trade fair.
In the last couple of years, we have seen the economy declining, but on the other hand, the exhibits are going up, according to the trade fair officials. Are we likely to see the same scenario, or we are going to see a slightly smaller trade fair?
Well, they've got the additional problem this year that they changed the dates of the trade fair at the last minute, even for a couple of weeks. It makes a huge difference to exhibitors, because if you're a foreign exhibitor and you've been planning your schedule for a year, including the supply of equipment for display and so on, you can't change your plans at short notice. You can't move people around. So I see real problems with the change in the dates. And for that reason alone, I would expect a reduction in certainly international participation. But when it comes to local participation, Zimbabwe is a major trading nation. We're still importing $500 million worth of goods a month from South Africa. And we must be one of South Africa's biggest trading partners anywhere. And for that reason alone, South African firms will exhibit here and exhibit quite strongly.
The new Zambian president, Mr. Edgar Lungu, is expected to officiate at the trade fair for the official opening. What do you make of the officials who are asked to officially open the trade fair when we look at their backgrounds, the countries where they're coming from, the social and economic status of those countries?
Yeah, I think, Mugabe supported SATA very, very much. In fact, he provided much of the finance which was needed to get him elected. He was elected by a very narrow margin. Lunga as well. Lunga was elected by the narrowest of margins, say 1 or 1.5% of the total vote. And he is deeply, deeply committed and dependent on support from Mugabe, both financial and political. And so I'm not at all surprised that he'd been invited here. I think that's a logical thing. He might also be the reason why the trade fair was delayed, because he might not have been able to fit in his schedule with the schedule here. It's either him or Mugabe's schedule which has caused the delay, but I'm not sure which. But I suspect that it would have been pressure from the presidency which caused the delay in the dates of the trade fair.